Preskim talk about that during the other Preskim hold that on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to learn Musar. Like any tainus, the tachlis of the tainus is tshuva. In order to facilitate tshuva, a person's allowed to learn Musar. What's different than the process of the other tanesim and Tisha B'Av? The Tisha B'Av, what's ma'aras to the process of tshuva is through the process of avelus, which we do, as opposed to other tanesim, we do it through slichas, through Tisha B'Av, through kinnis. Pasuk says in Kehelis, when a person asks for the old days, talks about how those days were better than we have nowadays. It's not a chachma to talk about that. Pasuk says, we say it in the laning of tomorrow. Kishanol liyomim rishonim asher hayu lefanecha. Minayon. The day that Bershon put the Adam on all the Oritz. Mixashamayim, and Yekadabar Azet, or Anishmakamayu. So the Pasuk calls it to look back to those times. The Pasuk says in Kehelis, it's Lamichach Mashal does that. The Pasuk says, the Torah, you should look back. The person has to be Chai Behoiva. The person who sits and thinks about what was the past, and that's what he focuses on. That person is Lamichach Mashal does that. He's not focusing his energy where he's supposed to put his energy. Pasuk says that there's a perspective. There's a perspective that you get from looking in the past. Once a year at least, we take and look back to the past. Pasuk starts with Nishantim Ba'aretz. When Nishantim Ba'aretz, we get old. Pasuk the Gemara is 852. Rashi brings from Chazal that had we spent 852 years in Eretz Yisrael, we would have been taken away. But the Baruch Hashem had Rachmanis and took us away 2 years early. Natu Mekayim Ki Avoy Tov Edum. Because when Rishantem, we became old. When Rishantem, we became old in our mitzvahs. Our Avodas Hashem was old. It wasn't with the Chiddush. It wasn't with the Nunes. Hirsch points out that the difference between this Chodosh and Yoshon, and there's Nar and there's Zokain. It doesn't say we became Zkainim Ba'aretz. We became Yoshon, old, worn out. There was no Chiddush, there was no Nunes in Klal Yisrael's Avoda. And the result of no Nunes in Klal Yisrael's Avoda, the mitzvahs were done, because I'll say, we talk about a fascinating Ha'ora Rebbe has, that we talk about a Musik in Klal Yisrael, that Pasuk says that the Ifilah Reikonim Shabich and Alei Mitzvahs Kerimim, person who's Reikon and he's Mole, person can be totally full of mitzvahs and be totally empty. Chazal said he's a mole mitzvahs kerimin, and we still call him a reikon. Feel reikim shabich, mole mitzvahs kerimin. How in the world can a person who's a mole mitzvahs be a reikon? How can you be mole mitzvahs and be a reikon? You're mole mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs which don't call the person to go to stretch and to strive and to grow. The mitzvahs which leave the person as he is. They don't go above, he doesn't go beyond his teva. He does chasodim, he davens. But the challenges in limud to sit and learn a seder without a hefsik. The challenge to sit and learn a seder, learn another seder, and to keep growing upon those storim. The challenge to reach out to people which he's not comfortable to reach out. The areas which he has to go beyond himself. To go above the teva, to connect to the chiyus of the neshama, which is inside the person, and not limit himself. That he doesn't do. He's malaya mitzvahs, that the mitzvahs kaldus. The mitzvahs that don't force the person. That's his yoshan. It's old. It's not new. It's not change. It's not challenging for the person. This is what I do. This is what I did yesterday. This is what I'll do tomorrow. Nothing's changing. Nothing's growing. The pasuk says, "When rishantem ba'aretz, avoidun maher." When we get to that madrega, that's what we do our mitzvahs, and that's where we fall to. So Rishon says, "Eretz Yisrael is land which is mi'al hatev. It's mi'al derech hatev. You can only live in Eretz Yisrael when you go mi'al hatev. When you are limited to this, you are a this worldly person. You're a tevedika person, and you just took that's your nature. That's what you are. And Eretz Yisrael is not for you. Eretz Yisrael is for the people, the ones who go mi'al hatev." The version talks about paying schar mitzvah for Rishoyim b'alam hazeh. Mitzvahs kalas sh'Rishoyim oisim, the version pays for them b'alam hazeh. Because mitzvahs kalas, which is the tevedika mitzvahs, those you can pay for b'alam hazeh. The mitzvahs which call a person to go me'ala teva, you cannot pay for b'alam hazeh. The meleim mitzvahs karima are the mitzvahs kalas which you can pay for b'alam hazeh. To sit in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, look, is that why I took you out of Mitzrayim? Is that why I created this, the Haniyah Kadabra Azah, Nishma Kamoyu? Hashoma Om, Kerl Alukim. Did any nation bezeicha that I do this action of taking Klai Yisrael Me'al HaTeva into the world of Yitzias Mitzrayim, into the world of Nesinas HaTorah, above and beyond anything which existed in the creation? There's no such thing as such a mitzias in creation as such a thing like this. I took you me'al teva. I took you above and beyond. That you should be the nation which is going to be me'al teva, and to be able to live in the land which is me'al teva. And where are you? You were zeichet to understand ein oid. I feel like halal shel olam. Even Rachel, she says, b'shamayim v'oritz. But halal shel olam, she didn't understand that there's nothing but a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ain oid. Klai Yisrael understood. You, Klai Yisrael, you were taken to be such a special nation amongst the whole Bria, above the Bria and beyond the Bria. The Malamin Hashemish. And where are you? The person says, what happened to you? Why did you fall? Why did you become a nation like all the other nations? And you can't be a nation like all the other nations because you have no Malkum. Your only makam is me'ala teva. You have no makam in the teva. So where are you going to go? In Eretz Yisrael, you can't fit. Amongst the Muslims, you're not going to have a place, you're not going to find a manoyach l'kaf ragla. You're going to be the kol olanidav is going to chase you. You're going to go from land to land, from place to place. You cannot find a place to put yourself down because you don't fit. You taka don't fit anywhere. You don't fit anywhere in the Bria. Not in any of the nations which the world of Teva, and not in Eretz Yisrael because you refuse to go and to be and to live Me'al HaTeva. Rishon says, what can I do for you? I have no solution for you. When you become Yoshan, you become worn out, and you become the same as you always were, and every single day is the same as yesterday. You get up in the morning, you do the same thing as you did the day before, and there's no challenge and there's no growth. You're stuck. You're stuck in a no man's land. You don't exist. You have no makom in the Bria. Rudesser has a ha'aru. He says that there's a musig of a person mitar shalal lishma bali shma, because I'll stress it, it's a good thing for a person mitar shalal lishma bali shma, that use the word of shalal lishma to bring you to lishma. Says there's two things you can't, 2 days a year which it doesn't help you. He says Shalom Yishma is the Yetzirah. Yom Kippur is no Yetzirah. The Satan has no Kayach on Yom Kippur. So the Yetzirah can't help you. Shalom Yishma doesn't help on Yom Kippur. And he says on Tisha B'Av, you can't cry. A person can't sit and truly bemoan his fate if it's Shalom Yishma. That has to be a pain which is real. For a person to sit on Tisha B'Av and to cry, he has to sit and to really be misbeinim. How much it really, really hurts me. I can't do a shlo v'shmo. It has to be that, you know, where am I? The first Eicha in the Priya was Ayeka. Where are you? You have no Malka. You have nothing. Malachapoy, what do you have left over here? We have no Malkam. Paisa has no Malkam. We look at it. The Umas Olam don't want this anywhere. We thought it was over with. You thought it was over with. The secular Jew thinks the nations finally got it. They don't get it because they're right. When the Bereshit gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, he said, you belong in a different sub. You're the Sin of the Olam. There's no Malkam. The person sits and bemoans, okay, where am I? Do I fit into what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be? And if I don't, what do I expect? If I don't, what do I expect? So he has to look back and say where Klal Yisrael was, what Klal Yisrael was, and where he is now. It's a good idea to think about it. Think about Hashem Om Kol Elokim. Think about it, Betzeisim Mitzrayim. And look where you are now, Betzeisim Yerushalayim. Think about where Klal Yisrael was. Way above and beyond. Hashem Om Kol Elokim Edaber. Is there such a nation in the world? It doesn't exist. Think about it. And look where we are. Maybe Roman Labira Mikta. From the highest high to the lowest low. Why are we sitting on the floor? Why are we here? Why are we not the teacher of the Golas? Why? Above and beyond. Where are our mitzvahs? Where's our learning? Where's our avodah? Where are we? Where's our neshama? Do you know where your neshama is? Are we neshama people? Are we God's people? What are we? Why are we here? The kinnus, the language of the kinnus is difficult. They were written by Gedolei Olam, and for them, these the remozim and the protim and the details spoke so beautifully to them. To us, the person saw beautiful. He saw beautiful landscape. He saw beautiful tzura, and he tries to capture it in words. He saw what it looked like. So he captured it in words, the beauty of what he saw. He captures the pain that he's taken away from it and he's put somewhere where he can't get it anymore. But you have to have seen the beauty. You have to have understood the beauty. So the Paitan which saw, the Balakina which saw, so he writes about it. What about the Balakina didn't see? He didn't see. But he has the Torah and he has mitzvahs and he has the insight into Kodesh Baruch Hu, which allows him to understand what Klal Yisrael could be, what Klal Yisrael should be, where Klal Yisrael should be. And he sits and he cries, and you can hear them. You can hear them crying. A few years ago, I spoke, and I pointed out how Moshe, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Isaac Hussman, Shreva Refuah Shleima, tells the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Isaac Hussman. He said, you know, in Europe, it was so easy to cry. It was so easy to cry. He says, the Tsarist was working fairly. He grew up between the two wars. says the anti-Semitism was gefer. He says, you know why you make a bracha every morning? You make a bracha gemelcha sadim tevim lema yisrael. You know why you make a bracha gemelcha sadim tevim lema yisrael? If you made it alive from your house to shul, you bench goyim. He said, you made it alive. He says, how many times have he walked from his house to shul and got beaten up by goyim? He says, Kleisel live with tzaris. Additionally, they sat down. And says, of course they cried. It was one year, the day they let themselves vent all of the pain that they wanted to give out the whole year, but they were too busy. One day year they stopped and they said, you know what? It's terrible. The situation is untenable. So they cried. He says, you sit in America, everything is fine, everything is good. He says, one tear in America is worth hundreds of tears in Europe. You have nothing motivating you. None of your personal tzaras. You have only one thing which is calling out to you. It is the tzara of Klal Yisrael, the kvod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the kvod Yisrael, Sheniglah ben Umos, the kvod Shemayim. One tear is worth hundreds and hundreds of tears. So, Mashal, we grapple with how can we feel Avelis and Tisha, but we don't feel Avelis and Tisha. We don't relate to it. We don't sit there and feel bereft. Where is our Mikdash? Where is Klal Yisrael? We don't even the Tzoras of the Yechidim, it's difficult for us to relate to. I spent one summer, I spent two summers, Square. I was in the New Square for Tisha B'Av. So people who led the kinnis were the zkenim of the kahal. They were all survivors of the milchama. The person who read Eicha was a survivor, an elderly yid, which I don't know his details, but I can imagine, you can picture what he went through. Eicha, well, you couldn't hear the words of Eicha; you just heard one long, heartfelt cry. Eicha, straight through. It's all you heard. You heard the tears, and you heard the pain. He lived through it. We didn't live through it. Loyaleinu. A person goes through a tzar. A person goes through an accident, and he comes out. And he comes out of the accident, he's totally healthy. He has amnesia. He doesn't remember who he is, who his father is, who his children are, who his family, his wife is. Nothing. In that same accident, son was killed, father was killed, and they come in with trepidation to tell him that so and so was killed. Doesn't respond. Doesn't mean anything to him. He doesn't know who that person is. It's his father. He doesn't know who that person is. That's his son. It's his wife. His Eishes in order for 35 years. Doesn't mean anything to him because he has amnesia. He doesn't know who they're talking about. And the people sitting there are crying. What has happened to this person? Describing Avelis to somebody. What do you mean to describe Avelis to somebody? We're trying to be a person to Avelis. The person who lost a child, you have to explain to him what Avelis is. The Havdil of Ansad Simcha, a person who went, marries off a child, you have to explain to him what Simcha is. Where are our emotions? Person goes to her husband, an Adam Gadol, and the Masvid feels closely to that also, and he's crying, and the person listening, and he's saying, I didn't know him, it's nice words, it doesn't speak to me. I understand the gravity of it, it just doesn't speak to me. The purpose is eventually to come to the Musar, and to the Hispanus, but the first step is the Avelis. We don't know how to do the balance. We go to the second step right away. That's good. But it's in some way because we don't know how to face the first half. We look for a new hesper, what do you new hesper for? Maybe that'll give me the key to get into hispanonus, the understanding of what was lost. Maybe they'll give me the key to understand. Maybe I'll finally chap what the Masvid was talking about, and I'll be able to sit and cry together with the Masvid. So we look for something new, look for some other way to look in. But that's in the psukim, because I'll say fast anything. You look at the psukim of Vesilei Bonin. Most of the psukim do not talk about the warning of the Churban. They talk about the destruction. They talk about the godless of Klal Yisrael. They talk about that the version gave Kerala, the Mishram, the Asreka, the support of the raise you above the nations. They talk about godless of Klal Yisrael. You were shown the Ein Oed. It talks about Klal Yisrael. Rabbi said, that's us. We've lost sight of who we are. We are like the person who has amnesia and doesn't understand who we are. We understand what we were, who we're related to. We don't understand anything that we lost. We don't feel the pain. We don't understand. But one thing we still have. We're Erlich Yidden. Neshama Torah Mitzvahs, Ruach Knesset is important to us. Our Neshama is important to us. And we try to understand what the Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. What our Neshama could accomplish. What our Neshama Malkav Sereba Goyim Ein Torah. Says, once Klal Yisrael left the matzah of Beis HaMikdash with Hashpo of Mikdash, what we have is Ein Torah. That's not Torah. What do those words mean? Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mishnayis is after Churban HaBayis. Talmud Bavli, the Gaonim, Rashi, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, the Gra, the Ksais of Kveger is Ein Torah. It's Ein Torah compared to what Torah is supposed to be. That's what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. Klal Yisrael B'Tifarta is so shayach to a different Bria that what we see of all of the godless of Torah, of all of the Rambam and everything is Ein Torah compared to what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. A person sits in Tisha B'Av and he says, he stops and he thinks, I don't want to be here. I want to have more ruchnis in my life. I want to be a better person. I want to change. I want to grow because I understand that the kviyas of an adam in this bria, the taklis of an adam in this bria is only ruchnis. It's not gashmias in any which way, shape, or form. Gashmias is just a hechatimsa ba'alma to get to the taklis of an adam, the taklis of the bria. And one nation was chosen to be shayach to that mission. That Gashmis is not their purpose. The Zayimitzis of the Goyim is that they should facilitate the function of the Gashmis of the Bria. Tarya Mitzis is a whole different Bria. Hashem gave us a Hurah. Tarya Tzivalano, a Hurah. Of how a human being is supposed to be shaykh to its creator. Mekusher to his creator. Function connected to his creator, have the kirva of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the aim of a yira of living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the bas achas, the simcha and the ava and the yira of a person who's connected to his creator, and it's available for us as yechidim and as a tzibur and as a kohol, it's Klal Yisrael, and the gan tzibriya should see it. And a person who sits in tishma says, I don't want to be where I am. I'm not happy with where I am, and I'm willing to take the effort to do what it means to change. At that moment, I'm shaykh to the beginnings of the shaykh of what Tisha B'Av can do for us. There's a makshava from I saw a quote from Reb Tzadik. It's a pachadika makshava. He says, we have, there's Shiva, there's first you have the Shloish of the Pernus and the Shiva de Nechem. So he says it's connected the 10 spheres. The first three are connected the 3 upper spheres, and the next 7 are connected the lower spheres. He says Pernus is Shaykh to the highest levels. Because Pernus is what allows Klal Yisrael to grow into something totally different. What forces Klal Yisrael to recognize that we don't fit. We don't fit. Rashi, here in the Parsha, says, the Parsha of Kriya, we read in Tisha B'Av, the Pasuk says, L'yarpecha, L'yitan charifyan, L'hachzik b'cha b'yodav. The Parsha never lets go of Klal Yisrael. He won't let go of us. He won't let go. As much as we push away, the child is fighting a temper tantrum, pushing away from his parents. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. And the father said, I refuse to let go of you. I'm not going to punish you. I'm going to do what I have to do. But I refuse to let go of you. Tisha B'Av is Korlai Moyed. It's a day of Hisvadus. It's a day of meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a day where we step out of the world for a second and say, what in the world? The person says, you don't fit where you are. I'm not going to let go of you and hold on to you that you're my special nation. You don't say Tachanun and Tisha B'Av. It's a Moyed. It's a Moyed of Lishmor Pachurai. It's a Moyed which we had to go through Tzoris and Tzoris Tzoris for us to learn this lesson. And if we finally learn the lesson, there won't be any more Lishmor Pachurai. But she says, I'm not going to go. As hard as you try, and you don't do what you're supposed to do, I won't let you do it. And so we sit another year in Golos. We read the Bidavim. We read Eicha. And we listen. The city which is like an Amona. Amona has many problems. She has many problems. She doesn't have pranasa. She lost her maimed in the city. People take advantage of her. People insult her. That's not the ikar. The ikar of an Amona is she doesn't have a husband. With all of the kinas that we're going to say, and all of the points we talk about, and all of the tzaras of klaisa which we should cry about and we should feel, we should never forget the Iker is that Ira Basiyom is now Kalmodo. It doesn't have her Baal. And Barsham is calling and says that I'm going to call, I want to be your Baal. I want to bring you back. If we will do what we have to do and take a lesson from Tisha the way we have to take that lesson, that Oid currently Baal, he will be called my Baal. And Eretz will be the land of Hefzi Boa. Yes, I should.